For some of us, the holiday season means a blending of traditions from various cultures, some borrowed, some our own. WUWM's Susan Bentz visited a bakery on the city's south side where the owner's Italian heritage fills the air.
Buongiorno, come stai?
Rosa Canfora welcomes me into the mouth-watering warmth of her shop on East Oklahoma. We walk past mountains of cookies, and Rosa tempts me with a still-warm apple cinnamon concoction.
My son-in-law made it. It's so good.
She's been up since 5, first preparing herself.
I never come here without makeup.
And then organizing her kitchen to show me how she creates buccellata, a traditional Christmas cookie from her native Sicily.
And then I put 3 pounds of sugar.
This is not
and
a project for the faint of heart or small of mixer.
Baking powder and 24 eggs.
Followed by about a quart of milk. This batch will produce 400 cookies. Rosa squeezes a bit of dough between her fingers. That's how she tests it.
You don't want it too soft and you don't want it too hard.
It takes 2 strong people to haul the dough to the work table. Rosa fetches a big aluminum bowl from the walk-in fridge.
I need my figs.
She's already mashed up figs and dates, added ground almonds, folded all that together with honey. Then there's a sprinkle of pine nuts.
Pieces of candy fruit, chocolate chip, cinnamon, and...
And that's the traditional filling?
Yes.
Rosa spreads a dollop of fig filling on a plump rectangle of dough, then pinches the edges together. In a flash, she's rolled it between her fingers to form a long snake-like rope.
Then we cut them in little strip. And then we get a little knife, and we do like a little, we work design.
As she slides the first cookie sheet into a preheated oven, Rosa tells me about growing up in her grandmother's house in a small coastal town called Trapetto on the coast of Sicily.
I was 3 years old. My grandpa died, and my grandma says, "You want to come with me? You want to stay with me?" And you know, my mom has so many kids that she didn't have no time for me.
Her grandmother didn't teach Rosa to bake, but she was strict and expected Rosa to work hard.
I am what I am now because of her.
For years, verging on 30 years in the bakery business, Rosa and her husband, Carlo Giro, have worked different shifts. He bakes bread through the night.
Specialty, whatever you want to call it. He loves that.
Rosa works days.
I learn as I go along, you know. Along cakes, along decorating cakes, all kinds of cookies, you know.
Her husband slips in through the back door. Calogero says he won't stay long. He's just here to check on Rosa.
So you're doing okay? You don't need me, right?
Calogero was 10 years old when his family left Sicily and settled in Milwaukee.
We happened to rent a house next door to Certino Bakery. So it was easy for me to go there after school and help the old man bake.
He graduated from watching over cookies being baked to learning the art of bread baking. I ask him about the grueling schedule, working every night in the bakery.
You know, like any profession, if you put a passion into it, it's easy then.
I ask how he met Rosa. At 20, Calogero says he returned to visit his hometown.
And she happened to be a friend with my niece, who lived across the street. She caught my eye, and that's how we met.
Yeah, I was very young, and he came to Italy, and we got to know each other a little bit, and we got engaged. Going to America was far, you know. My dad didn't like the idea, but he liked my husband, so he said, okay, you know.
It's time to pull the buccellata out of the oven. They're fragrant and pale.
The way they look now, they're like a woman with no makeup. You know, once we put the makeup on.
Calogero leaves Rosa to dress up the cookies. She dabs them deftly by hand with a mixture of powdered sugar and water. Rosa likes to keep it simple.
The flavor is going to come from the figs and the dates and all the other stuff. I just put a little bit of orange flavor on the icing.
And a sprinkle of colored candies.
People come just for, particularly for these. Like yesterday, a lady came. She said, "Could you please make me one no sprinkle?" I said, "Do you want a little bit of cinnamon on it?" She goes, "That sounds very good."
On Christmas Eve, after the last loaf of bread is sold, Rosa will be preparing a traditional Sicilian feast for her husband, children, and 8 grandchildren.
And my kids all sleep over. The grandchildren wake up at my house. I like that every year. So.